KJAN Sports.
Time for Jack of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the girls' state softball championships continued yesterday with a whole pile of games in action yesterday in Class 3A in consolation. It was CMB defeating Atlantic 3-0 in the consolation semifinals. Mount Vernon downed Esterville Lincoln Central 10-1. That threw Atlantic into the seventh place game, and Atlantic ends their season with a victory, a 6-3 win over Esterville Lincoln Central yesterday, capturing seventh place in the 3A portion of the tournament. Against Esterville Lincoln Central, Allie Anderson threw a complete game, giving up just seven hits, no earned runs in that game. She struck out nine and walked only one in picking up the victory throwing yesterday. Erin Olson helped to lead the offense. She went 3-for-4 with a couple of runs scored and an RBI. She singled, doubled, and tripled in the ball game yesterday. Alexis Handel was 2-for-4, scored a couple of times, and Reagan Pellett went 1-for-3, but that one was a two-run single to help Atlantic as they finished 27-16 on the season with that seventh-place victory yesterday. Also, CMB defeated Mount Vernon 6-1 in the fifth-place contest in 3A. Also in 3A semifinals, Davenport Assumption moved on to the championship with a 5-2 win over Solon. Benton Community beat Boyden Hall Rock Valley 4-1. In other action yesterday in 1A semifinals, Akron Westfield beat Newell Fonda 7-0. Key over Martinsdale St. Mary's 5-2. In Class 2A play yesterday in the semifinals, Van Meter beat BCLUW 2-0. Iowa City Regina over Logan Magnolia 7-0. In 2A consolation, I-35 beat Durant 6-5 and North Union over Central Springs 13-5. In the fifth place game, it was I-35 beating North Union 7-3. Seventh place game saw Durant over Central Springs 9-2. Also in Class 4A play yesterday in the semifinals, Carlisle beat Boone 9-8. Oskaloosa over Fairfield 7-1. In consolation play in 4A, Charles City beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 6-0. Perry over Creston 6-0. In the fifth place game, Charles City beat Perry 11-7. Creston won the seventh place game with a 4-3 win over Bishop Heelan Catholic. Also in 5A semifinals yesterday, Pleasant Valley beat West Des Moines Valley 4-2 and Johnston 7-1 winners over Urban Dale. Now today's finals look like this. The third place game in 3A this morning at 9:30 has Solon facing Boyden Hall Rock Valley. The 3A title game at 10:10 this morning has Davenport Assumption battling Benton. In Class 4A, third place game this morning at 11:30, Boone versus Fairfield. At 12:27 this afternoon, the 4A title game, Carlisle playing Oskaloosa. Also in the third place game in 5A at 1:30 this afternoon, West Des Moines Valley battles Urbandale. In the championship game in 5A at 2:39 this afternoon, Pleasant Valley will play Johnston. Class 1A third place game at 3:30 today, Newell Fonda plays Martinsdale St. Mary's. Akron Westfield will face Key in the 1A championship game at 4:55. And then in the 2A third place game at 5:30, BCLUW will face Logan Magnolia. The 2A title game will round out the tournament at 7:09 tonight. Van Meter will battle Iowa City Regina for the crown. Well, with the conclusion of the Hawkeye 10 Conference softball season yesterday, with Creston and Atlantic finishing their seasons at the state tourney, the Hawkeye 10 All-Conference softball teams have been released. Among the unanimous first team selections, Taylor Briley of Creston, the senior, helped to lead her team as a pitcher to the state softball tournament. Also unanimous selections include Logan Shaben, a shortstop from Harlan, Kaylee Peter from Kemper Catholic, a sophomore shortstop, Ashton Miller of Lewis Central, a sophomore, and they are all unanimous first team selections. Atlantic had three first teamers, including sophomore pitcher Allie Anderson, sophomore third baseman Alexis Handel, and also junior center fielder Brooke Newell. All were first team selections this year. Other first teamers include Allie Thompson of Creston, Josie Sickles of Creston, St. Albert's Bailey Clark, Denison's Sarah Hylison, Kemper Catholic's Bailey Nichols, from Glenwood, Sarah Inglesby and Miranda Starner, and also from Lewis Central, McKenna Duffick and Allie Wolf. All were first team selections. Among the second team picks, Bailey Newell, a freshman second baseman for Atlantic, and another freshman center fielder, Belicia Smith, also a second team selection for Atlantic. Harlan had Allison Bruck and Lexi Larson named to the second team. Chloe Johnson of Red Oak and Cameron Buntrock of Red Oak were second team picks as well. Honorable mention, Atlantic's Catherine Leonard, a junior first baseman, as a honorable mention selection this season. Well, the boys' state baseball tournament gets underway today with quarterfinals of Class 1A this evening at Principal Park in Des Moines as 4th-seeded Remsen St. Mary's will play 5th-seeded Highland Riverside at 5 o'clock. That'll be followed tonight at 7:30 by top-seeded Mason City Newman Catholic facing Nottoway Valley. Nottoway Valley, the 8th seed, comes in 19-10 on the season. They'll play a 32-5 Newman Catholic squad. Saturday's schedule includes West Sioux versus Edgewood Colesburg Saturday night at 5, followed by Don Bosco and Tri-Center. That'll be a 7:30 contest. The tournament will resume with 2A action on Monday. Aledmys Diaz walk-off single in the ninth inning gave the St. Louis Cardinals a 6-5 come-from-behind victory over the San Diego Padres last night. St. Louis, which scored 4 runs in the 8th, recorded its first 4-game series home sweep since early October of 2010. Tommy Pham led off the bottom of the ninth with a double off reliever Carlos Villanueva. Diaz ripped a 3-2 bases-loaded pitch to left for the game winner. St. Louis reliever Jonathan Broxton picked up the win with a scoreless ninth inning. Adam Wainwright gave up 2 runs and 7 hits over 6 innings. He struck out 8 and didn't walk a batter in that game at Busch Stadium yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Dodgers beat Washington 6-3, Miami over Philadelphia 9-3, Pittsburgh down Milwaukee's 5-3, Colorado 7-3 over Atlanta. In the American League, Baltimore beat the Yankees 4-1. It was Boston outslugging Minnesota 13-2. Detroit held off the Chicago White Sox in a game shortened to 7 innings by rain 2-1. Tampa Bay beat Oakland by a final of 7-3. St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday left Thursday night's game against the San Diego Padres after he was hit in the face by a pitch from Andrew Cashner. The ball glanced off Holliday's batting helmet and appeared to strike him in the nose. Holliday got up and walked to first base with blood trickling from his nose. He received a standing ovation as he left the field in the 6th inning. The Cardinals said that Holliday sustained facial abrasions around the nose and upper lip, but there were no broken bones, and he is currently listed as day-to-day. Iowa power forward Dale Jones has been granted an extra year of eligibility. Jones tore a ligament in his right knee for the second time in 3 years in December after playing just 6 games for the Hawkeyes. He was averaging 5.5 points and 3 rebounds for the Hawks. Jones, a junior college transfer, is expected to give Iowa's thin front court a major boost over the next 2 seasons. The 6'7", 227-pound Jones will likely get plenty of playing time after the Hawkeyes lost center Adam Woodbury and forward Jared Utoff to graduation. Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey announced the NCAA's decision yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding that the University of Houston be included in any expansion of the Big 12 Conference. In a message posted on social media, Abbott said Big 12 expansion is a non-starter unless it includes University of Houston. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Abbott's fellow Texas Republican and a former Houston radio talk show host, also sent out a message joining with Abbott about Big 12 expansion, including Houston. Documents obtained by the Associated Press through open records requests show Houston is competing with such schools as Connecticut, Cincinnati, UCF, Memphis, and Colorado State. The 10-school conference hasn't committed itself to expansion, but Commissioner Bob Bowlesby has been asked to begin evaluating candidate schools. In golf, Dustin Johnson made a 10-foot eagle putt on the par 5 18th hole for a 6-under-66. He has a share of the Canadian Open lead with Luke List. The U.S. Open champ set up the eagle with a 364-yard drive and a 150-yard approach. In windy conditions at sun-baked Glen Abbey, Johnson also had 7 birdies and drove into the water on the par 4 14th with a double bogey there. Johnson played the back 9 par 5 holes in 4-under par. List birdied all 4 of the par 5s, and a round he closed with 7 pars. Johnson and List have a one-shot lead over Chesson Hadley, Kelly Kraft, and Canadian amateur Jared Detroit. Top-ranked Jason Day shot a 69 in his first round. Woody Austin shot a 4-under-68 to take the lead after the first round of the Senior British Open. Austin closed strong with 4 birdies over the final 8 holes at Carnoustie, and that left him a shot ahead of 7 golfers, including former British Open champion Mark O'Meara. 10 other golfers are just 2 shots back. And Russia has lost its appeal of the ban against its track and field athletes competing in the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The Court of Arbitration for Sport rejected the appeal by 68 Russian track and field athletes seeking to overturn the ban imposed by the athletics' governing body following allegations of state-sponsored doping and cover-ups. CAS noted that the decision is not binding on the International Olympic Committee, which does have the final say as the organizer of the Rio Games. That ruling could influence whether the entire Russian Olympic team is banned from the Games by the International Olympic Committee. The IOC says it will study the full CAS decision and make its own final ruling on the participation of Russian athletes in the coming days. The Olympics open up in Rio on August 5th. Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says athletes banned from the competition in Rio, the Rio Olympics, could go to a civil court. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.